now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
What a great show we have ahead for you today. And that includes an interview with Karen Dell. She is the fiddler for the Bricktop Blaggers. Now, you'll remember a couple of weeks ago, our producer Cal Coat was talking with Mike Rivkees of the Rumjacks. And here they are from the album Hestia. It's Light in My Shadow.
Offer the choice or care of a pen, and I haven't been
Javier since then I can't wear. Be a bleeping mirror, you can't once walk. Only problem being when the Wii Shop is shut. The Wii Shop is shut. Till the morning's morning. IVs are with a wee black box. As a rune read that, get an electrical shock. Now I ain't the guy who wants to play that already, but take your mama's advice and get a trusted trainer. Love my prepaid meter, love it every day. Sits above the closing door in the lobby hallway. Go and get yourself one and your life will be sweeter, cause you kinda go around to be a prepaid meter. Kinda go around. We a trusted trainer. Special type of energy meter that can be installed in domestic properties. With a prepayment or pay-as-you-go tariff, you pay for the energy before you use it, usually by adding money to a key or smart card, which is then inserted into the meter. Prepayment meters work a lot like pay-as-you-go mobiles. You charge a prepayment card or key at any pay point or pay zone outlet or at the post office. Then you slot it into your meter.
Well, that was a very deep song. It was written about a prepaid meter. It's the Prepaid Meter Blues by Yoko Puono. It's fiddlers Lewis and Lissa, and it's produced by Ian Copeland. Some fantastic Canadian artists got together a little while ago in a tribute to Spirit of the West and their late leader, John Mann. This is the Spirit of Canada and a classic, Home for a Rest.
Hi, this is John Mann from Spirit of the West.
Howdy, this is Hugh McMillan.
Hi, this is Vince Dittrich. You're listening to Knickers in a Knot on AM 1470.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month. I've been drunk since I left.
And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for rest.
Yep, and a 1, 2, 3.
We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars down on Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and oak. Kept the shine on the bar with the sleeves of our coats.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Take me home!
Houston Station, the train journey north. In the Buffett car, we lurched back and forth.
Past our crooked dikes, through Yorkshire's green fields, we're flung into dance as the train ticked and reeled.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Take me home!
Oh,
moon. She drifts through the streets, a rare old perfume, so seductive and sweet.
She teases and flatters, the pumps all close down, then walk us on home and deny us around.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left, and these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Take me home!
Eaters empty, it's damp as a tomb. The spirits we drank are now ghosts in the room.
I'm knackered again, come on sleep, take me soon. I don't lift up my head till the 12 bells of noon.
You'll have to excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month, I've been drunk since I left. And these so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest.
Take me home!
Thank you.
Track Attack. That is Jessica Deutsch on violin, Oriana Barbato on bass, and Anita Katakar on tabla with Isha's song. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. Do stick around for something from one of our heroes. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Drive them away. We can be there just for one day. Or we can be heroes just for one day. And you can be. I'll drink all the time. 'Cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. The lover will keep us together. Steal time just for one day. Or we can be heroes forever and ever. What do you say? Hi, I wish you could swim like dolphins. Dolphins can swim. Though nothing will keep us together, we can be them forever and ever. We can be heroes just for one day. From Berlin to Belfast, two cities with walls between them. Tear down the walls. Tear down the walls. Let's build bridges. Let's build bridges. You were from the east, I was from the west. You were wearing orange, I was wearing green. You adored in your church, I adored in mine. All we had in common was a special dream that we could live together and never be apart. No walls could separate the union of our hearts until the bullets ricocheted along a shanky road. You became a memory I would always love forever. Oh, we can be heroes
My Swedish is as bad as my Gaelic, so I'm going to guess here and say that this group is called Hooven Droven, and that was Vasen. Before that, Larry Kerwin, and of course, David Bowie's Heroes. Now here's Transglobal Underground. They are a supergroup, including Martin Fury, and the album is called A Gathering of Strangers, A Tribute to Migrants. This is Van Diemen's Land.
Dalbe kan benta kira kirinti ko mane. Mane wolbe dalbe. Mane.
Oh, come on, ye gallant poachers who ramble free of care. You wander out on a moonlit night with your dog and with your snare. The hair and lofty pheasant you have at your command. And not thinking of your long career spent on Van Diemen's Land. The first day that we landed upon that fateful shore, the planters gathered around. They might be 20 score. They ranked us off like horses. They sold us out of hand. Ah, they yoked me to a plow, me boys, to plow Van Diemen's Land. I'm wandering through the made-up fair with my sweetheart by the hand, but I awaken broken-hearted on Van Diemen's Land.
Be during what be carry money, money, Ilbo, Iligi, money, money, Ilbo, Iligi, money, money, Cambian Birasu, money, money, what be during what be carry money, money. On Van Diemen's Land.
Thank you.
very original take on a traditional Van Diemen's Land. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Oh, I just wanted to tell everybody that I heard today that the Celtic Festival here in Vancouver is going virtual, and you can find out more at our Facebook page. We'll keep you up to date with that. Now, do stick around for Karen Dell and our producer, Cal Coat, chatting for a little bit about great Celtic music. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
It's a tough slog making a record during lockdown, but Orange County Celtic rockers, the Bricktop Blaggers, are up for the challenge. And with St. Patrick's Day looming, they've brought out a new single to the people called Denial, and it's a ripper. Fiddler Karen Dell joins us now with an update. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Hey, Karen, I hope this call finds you well. Is everybody healthy in the band?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Congratulations on the new single, the new signing. Also, you were picked up by Mannequin Vanity Records at the start of the pandemic, right?
Yep. Yeah, right around this time last year. It's been a crazy year.
Yeah. So how have you been coping with the obvious challenges?
It's definitely been a struggle. We used to be gigging at least, you know, 2-3 times a month, and it completely dropped off. And even our practice spaces, we weren't able to really get together for a while. So we're just trying to, you know, trade ideas through Zoom and email. And we each kind of had some sort of home recording, something set up so we could keep working, but it was slow going. And then we were finally able to start getting back together, and we just tried to fill our time just writing as much as we could.
So where did you find a place to record?
Our label has their own studio, so we've been using theirs predominantly for this record.
Wonderful. Karen, you're credited with breathing new life into Southern California Celtic scene, likened to Bad Religion with Celtic instruments. Now, Bad Religion have been called the thinking person's punk band. Where does the weightiness of your stories come from?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. No one's ever asked us that one before. I would have to say a lot to do with our lyrics. Steve writes a lot of them, but a lot of them also come from our drummer, Kevin.
Yeah.
And the two of them have just this wavelength that has this an eloquent way of putting things that has a deeper level if you really read it and look into it. But it's also kind of disguised in this bright, punky package.
Well, going back to 2 Years Enough, the album for a second, the record opens with a title I love, Plastic Patty, which doesn't mince words in a story of, I'm guessing, Irish immigration to America. What kind of feedback do you get from that song?
Not too much. Sometimes we get people who misconstrue the lyrics a little bit and think that it's a little white supremacy, which it is not, and nobody in the band ever expresses any of those views. It's not where we're coming from. It's just more of, like, you know, the struggle of immigration and coming to the States. I think a lot of people see the truth of it, and it's a fun song. We used to play it a lot more, but we just try to rotate everything and keep it fresh, so we play a lot of our newer songs now, so kind of dropped off. There hasn't really been too much controversy with it.
Is the whole band of Irish American heritage?
Most of us, not all of us. Our singer is he's a mix Irish, Scottish, English heritage. He actually comes from Brighton, England. What? My family is predominantly of Irish heritage. They immigrated to the States a few generations back. Our guitarist, same thing.
So it's in your blood.
Yeah.
You've got your Celt in a Twist with Karen Dell hanging on the telephone to introduce us to the Bricktop Blaggers. You can introduce yourself to the band. Start at the homepage, thebricktopblaggers.com. Drop them a note at their contacts page or connect through your favorite social media. Karen, I have to ask, what exactly is a bricktop blagger? It doesn't exactly sound like a term of endearment.
It's a little punky. It's funny. We were originally called the Petty Thieves, and then they changed, back before I joined the band, they changed it to just the Blagger. And then we had to change that because there was another Irish band across the country that was called something similar. And so we put Bricktop in front of that because they really liked the movie Snatch. So it's just basically like a colloquialism, like slang term for like a little hooligan, a little troublemaker.
Excellent. How are you folks celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year? Virtually? Any online performances, perhaps?
Yeah, we've got a few virtual shows lined up, and then the local restrictions are starting to lift a little bit, so we've got one local gig booked. So it's not going to be like our normal Paddy's Day in Vegas, but we've got some live streams lined up, and we've got a few live shows.
That sounds interesting. Tell us about your St. Patty's in Vegas shows.
So we've been playing on Fremont Street the last, year, but the last 3 years prior to that, and their Patty celebration. It's been a blast.
I guess.
It was a really fun time.
Right on. Well, I hope we can get back to some sort of normalcy and you guys can do that. Pass along our greetings to the rest of the band. We hope you travel up the West Coast to Vancouver when things get back to normal. We'd love to see you up here.
Yeah, we would love to be there.
So, Karen, can you tell us about Denial before we give it a spin? It involves drinking, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Our singer wrote the lyrics to this one. I think he actually had the lyrics for a while. But, yeah, it's basically about a night of 2 months drinking and coincided with some lyrics that our drummer had to do with an ex-wife of his who had a problem. Our bass player came up with the killer bass line that you hear in that. We just started jamming on it, and it all came together. And I think that was actually the day I auditioned with the band after they gave me the gig, and I just came in to jam with them, and we ended up finishing that song that night. It's a great, great song. I love it. I'm super happy with it. We're really proud of it.
You wake up in the morning. It's another 8 years of the same bloody fears as the engine that grinds to a halt. No more of this rhetoric, our words, they are septic as blood on the hands of us all. So let's tune ourselves out, dig our heads in the ground. We'll watch as the tide drifts away. Grab hold of your life, kiss your beautiful wife. It's gonna all end with a punch. Oh, I said hope is still a shout away like it was yesterday. I said hope is still a shout away, and away we shout once more. There's no black without tan, said a fiery young man with a vengeance he'll never let go. His mother and father, their parents before them, all dreamt of a place to call home. But hope is the killer to those who died willing. May they rest in their peace we now break. Oh, now hope is none the wiser. It breaks bread with the mindless. There's no ghosts, only bodies. Hunt the grave, hunt the grave. Oh, I said hope is still a shout away like it was yesterday. I said hope is still a shout away, and away we shout once more. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've tried all along to make sense of this hell up above. Our pockets still empty, the virus now spreading, the joy of this madness behold. So save not our sins, we had none to begin. For as mortals we baptize the soul. There's always a day when you hear someone say, wake me up, tell me it's a joke. It's no joke. Oh, I said ho. It's still a shout away like it was yesterday. I said hope is still a shout away, and away we shout once more.
Flogging Molly, and a reference to the Irish War of Independence. That's hope. Before that, the Brick Top Blaggers, and for once, a more realistic song about drinking from a Celtic band. That is Denial. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is Asterimu by Ninebach. But first, this thought to ponder from Omar Bradley. Set your course by the stars, not by the lights of every passing ship.
Thank you.
δεύτερο σκοτάδι για να λάψεις την ζωή μου αστερί μου. Ήρθες το σκοτάδι για να λάψεις την ζωή μου αστερί μου.
my new BFFs, the Toxic Frogs, a French female Celt punk band. That was Bestie Life from My Luck Own. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist, and thanks to our guest, Karen Dell of the Brick Top Bliggers. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote, host of World Beat Canada Radio. We're going out right now with Keela and Suus Shius, Up and Down. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
She'll let the hooey cast land the horse. Clay does, but I get there and pull into the books. Who's clock, that's why she's me. Oh, she'll be now, my scotch, that hey. Sound of the fish get down the tree, the hagger, that rate, through the five, and I'm gonna say, oh, she'll lay. Oh, yeah, she'll lay. Oh, yeah, she'll lay, lay, lay. She'll lay, lay, lay. Lanes not to suck along, he'd lay until his game all around to the lobby got some. Well, come on, let me snuck her right, the right, the goon, she knew it was a thought of them, like I should be on soon, spoil the card, the loves are right, glad I'm a small sense, cause she's shield. Gosh, that's the boss of the phone, like a hard dead cost point, the girl, the lights, I'm a rich chili. Oh, yeah, chili. Oh, yeah, chili.
Communications.